It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire near Glenwood Springs is still growing, but forest officials say there are reasons to be hopeful. Scott Fitzwilliams with the White River National Forest says some of Glenwood Canyon has been only lightly affected by the flames.
It's going to change, but I don't want you to think in your head it's all blackened canyon walls, and that's good because we all love that canyon so much.
There is no estimate for when the fire will be under control or when Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will reopen. The Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County doubled its size over the weekend. It's now at more than 12,000 acres. Jarrett Hone is the deputy incident commander.
This is going to be a long-term fire. People need to be ready for that. We don't have a lot of relief in sight for weather, and so we just need to be prepared for the long haul.
A new wildfire is burning near Rifle in Garfield County. Evacuation orders are in place, and some were lifted overnight. There's no estimate on the size of the fire, which started last night near the Rifle Fish Hatchery. Evacuees are sheltering at Rifle High School. The NBA playoffs begin today for the Denver Nuggets. CPR's Vic Vella reports.
The Nuggets take on Western Conference rival the Utah Jazz in a best-of-seven-game series that starts this morning. Denver enters the playoffs as the 3 seed in the West behind the Lakers and Clippers. The Nuggets came up just short of reaching the conference finals last year. Coach Michael Malone rested key players during recent regular season games in hopes that they'll be healthy and rested for a longer postseason run this time around. The pandemic means this will be the first time playoff games will be held without fans. All games will be played in the so-called bubble at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Metro Denver has highs today in the mid-90s, close to 90 this afternoon in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.